What's up, y'all? This is Marquise Andre, and this is the Freestyle Podcast of the 717 Lancaster, Pennsylvania area. We're going to talk music. We're going to have local artists on this. This is going to be a musical podcast, and this is just the fucking first edition, so it's just practice. I'm just playing. I'm not going to curse that much. What I'm going to do right now is just ask a simple compare question. You know, like compare the old school to the new school. Well, in my opinion, you know, the two women that run the game right now in the R&B or hip-hop world is Beyonce and Rihanna. Back in the day, it was Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston. What I want to know is, when it's all said and done, who do you think reigns supreme? Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston? Or Beyonce and Rihanna? And this, I mean, who do you think will have more awards? And overall, better songs in your eyes. Alright, y'all. Okay, now, for this next segment, what I'm gonna do is just ask a random question. This is just gonna be like a random thought on my mind. And I don't know why fucking people do this shit. Why is it that when there's some people out there that do this shit, they take a shit and wipe their ass and they throw the toilet paper in the trash can instead of the damn toilet? Instead of flushing it down the toilet, they throw it in the trash can. I don't know what the fuck is up with these people or why they exist. Do they take their trash out every day? They fucking have to. They have to because that smell gotta get crazy. See, I throw my shitty paper in the toilet and flush it. I don't take my trash out of my bathroom every day. Like, sometimes, see, I ain't gonna lie, like, sometimes that shit will overflow and I will be like, oh shit, like, let me take the trash out. It's kind of fucking backed up. But there's no shit paper in the trash. Maybe like the toilet paper roll, maybe some tissue from blowing the nose and stuff, but there's no shit paper in the trash. Why do people do this? And if you're one of those people, what in the hell are you thinking? Can you please let me know? Because I find that shit disgusting. I find it appalling and offensive. Like, if I walk into your bathroom and I'm taking a piss and I look in your trash can, I look over and I see shitty toilet paper, like, you offended me, and we might have to go outside and we might have to fucking kick a fair one. So, I mean, just, what are your thoughts? So I'm gonna end it with those two questions. Since this is the first episode, it's going to be really fucking short, sweet, and simple. I just want to get some feedback. And once I get some feedback, I will answer any questions that y'all have. Or I'll just talk shit with y'all. I just want to really hear what y'all have to say about that shitty paper, though. And maybe that, and that Beyonce, Rihanna versus Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston. But really, on that shitty paper, let me know what the fuck is going on. What's up, y'all? Yeah. This is Marquise Sanjays. You're here in the studio. It's off the top. I'm here with my nigga Boom Boom. What's up, man? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Living life, you know.
It's just recorded. It's just recorded. It's like nobody's listening. It's recording, mm-hmm. and then I had to fuck with it and put it in. All
right.
So what do you want to talk about?
It's whatever. We can talk about whatever the top. Come on.
What was we talking about earlier?
We could talk about. Whatever's off the top of your head, whatever comes off the top of your head. Let's see.
Okay.
Whatever comes off the top of my head right now is. Work.
Fuck work, nigga. I hate having a boss. I hate having a motherfucking boss.
Man, today
I'm gonna go get my barber's license and then just fucking make house calls all fucking day. I'm not even gonna fucking go work at a shop. Fuck that. I'm just gonna work off Facebook. Be the Facebook barber.
The Facebook barber.
Yep.
Hey, man. See how I'm responding? That's how I felt this morning. I did not want to get up at all, yo.
Yeah, I didn't even think you were coming in.
To come to work, yo.
I didn't think you were coming in.
I was like, yo, man. Chino still didn't even hit me up. Wonder if he's at work yet. And you know, I show up at work. Nobody's in the base.
Yo, did anybody work Saturday?
I don't know.
I know I did it.
Yeah, I feel mad high too.
Did you work Saturday?
No.
Right?
Yeah, I was in a telly. I went to a club. Well, not even a club. It was like the. Was that Mount Joy? Then went to the hotel, chilled. Had fun. My birthday week.
That's what we could talk about. Your birthday was on 420. You had probably one of the best birthdays of the year. Your birthday's 420. That's already the weed smoking holiday. So you already get to smoke extra weed. But it's also your birthday. So what also is special that you do for your birthday with weed?
Me, I do any sessions. I go around chilling, asking anybody if they want to smoke, and if they want to smoke, I spark up. Light up as many. If they don't have none, I still light up and just go on my way and go to the next. And chill. And that's what I did.
Right.
I went everywhere, man. I chilled, me and Mary.
You had to tell me.
They sparked up, man. L's, man. We smoked so many L's. But before that, we were at the barber shop, me and my son. We went to Mickey D's. We were walking everywhere, yo. Elijah's a trooper, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah. And every store we went to, this little nigga wanted a fucking ice cream. I'm like, yo, man, you can't eat ice cream right now. You gotta walk fast. You gotta go to the barbershop. And I don't do that birthday cake stuff, man. I had to take a happy birthday. And chill, come around, see me.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't be expecting gifts. So, I had a good time at the telly and everything. That was my girl right there. My girl, she got the telly and she put, I love you written all over the mattress.
Oh, that's cool.
Petals all over the room.
Oh, that's sweet.
Candles.
That's sweet. She treated you like a girl.
Big time, bro. That's what I said. I said, man, I said, well, I've done this for you. But damn, I didn't expect for you to do this and then play it off like we getting fucked up, drunk at the bar, and then come to tell you to chill and get in. But you already done did it, had it planned already.
Hey.
Before me. I was like, yo, I appreciate it. I enjoyed it, bro. That was like the first thing out of 12 years. She done that.
Bet you it felt
she
good,
found
man.
A ride, everything got to get the thing, and then boom, I ended up finding a ride to get over there. And, you know, it was nice.
That's cool.
I got pictures and shit too, but you know, my phone.
That's cool.
Oh, that's my phone on charger.
This nigga.
What's up?
Where's the light at?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Just my time.
Oh, excuse me.
Kinda hungry.
You got no food? I got sausages, yeah.
Oh, I need a sausage.
You little small ones? In the box?
Oh, you don't like to cook?
Hmm?
You can cook?
I don't want to cook.
I mean, they need to cook.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. You got to put it in the microwave. Put it in the microwave with some water. Turkey Hills. Got them little hot dog machines on scrolling. Get a chili cheese
dog.
Yeah,
we can go in a little bit. It's only 11:50.
Wow, it's only 11:49.
Oh, you want to listen to us now? All right, motherfuckers. We gonna end this segment, bitch.